Yes, sir. Every in-person meeting, I set up a table in the back, and it could be Mike and me back there. It could be Mike and John VOX, the new training guy, and or even Dave. He can do it, and you don't even really have to wait. If you happen to see Dave at something else, and he's willing to do it, have it with you because he could do it as well. He'd be happy to do it. So, yeah, I like knocking those things off. But when you look at your task book, just again, I think I highlighted them. Focus on the R requirements because that's the things that you got to knock off before you get to level one. There's other requirements in there like advised and recommended, or I forget what the codes are, but you can do them if you want, but don't let them hang you up because you want to focus on the ones to get your level. And then, you know, down the line, maybe sometime later this year, you start looking at level two and start knocking those off too. Level two builds on level one. Some of level one goes over to level two. It's interesting. It's not too hard. Level two does, you got to do some tasks. You got to build some power poles. You got to put on a PL259, soldering on a 259. And so you got to practice some skills there. So, but it's actually kind of fun. Back over to you.